Yes, you have seen your Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? You can greet of your brethren. And tell them that they hear from the companions of ours in heaven.
If
they greet our city, Jerusalem of heaven, how are they doing? That they update you right there. Praise Jesus so much. Tell them when we begin to see schemes of Satan, schemes which hinder us go back to our home country. We want to get revealed of them. We can escape, get back home.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for committing yourselves to seeking God in the spirit and truth. To be the true seekers. We're going to move on to the schemes of Satan unto God and to His church, or unto His saints. And we have been seeing the schemes we have put in the three parts to separate the Spirit of God and His works of righteousness from the Spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness.
Then
to separate the right Christ and His church, and they are His saints, and the false Christs. To separate them from the rightful Christ, the false Christ and their churches, the buildings, the prophets, and the false pastors, and the gifts of that form. Praise Jesus so much. And the third part of the schemes is where we shall separate the rightful gospel, the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and to separate it from the gospel of the devils, of subtracting and twisting, subtracting and adding in the word of God, and to twist in it, and the gospels of the finances of this world. It is the destruction alone. It is the enmity to God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we are still winding up our part of separating the Spirit of God and His works of righteousness from the Spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. In that last part, where we see the spirit of Satan in the form of the beast and tries to shift humanity from the image of God to become into an unusual beast. And the spirit of God does all things possible to restore us to the true image of God. And in the levels we came seeing, and we see the beasts of the different forms, the kingdom of Satan, the spirit of Satan, and it's lined up on the human image to change the destiny of a human being, to change the journey of salvation, the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus so much. But when we reach the fourth beast, there is a heading we are onto now. We put there that we move on to be explained inside it many things. And we see the spirit of Satan in the form of the beast, which is known as the Roman Empire. After fighting the right Christ and His church, to creating its image, the Roman Catholic Church, there arose many religions and many beliefs which appeared like salvation and which appeared as if they are on the Christ Jesus. In there we saw the Catholicism itself,
gwagundire nnyo ku mwaka gwa 312
which what spread much the 312 of
n'okutuuka nga leero
and reaching up to today
ate ntulaba obusiraamu era
we also saw Islam
n'omuzikiti gwabo
and its mosque
ogwagulukuka mwaka gwa 5 83
which arose in 583
nerukaga mwenda
and 609
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
awonno twatambule bange ngatulaba kulaba yo balala bajja kwefaananyiriza
right there we moved a long time without seeing anyone coming to appear us
na yengo obulokole bwagenda maso nokulwanisiwe bange
salvation moved to be fought all that long
kutuka mu mwaka ogwa 1517
reaching 1517
atonda byatuma mutume Martin Luther
when God sent apostle Martin Luther
no protestant
and the protestantism
oburokole obwaguruka mbire ebyo
salvation which arose then
okurwanyisa obukusa kwabadini nezikirize zefananyiza
hypocrisy and the religions which appear as if they on Christ
ninga butuze butwakunyonyola ebyafa ebyo nabo byali
just as we told you all things how they happened
ndobwamala nebugwa
that it eventually fall
utandika mwaka gwa 1708
from 1700 to 1800
oburokole obwo nebugwa
and that salvation fail
ebubera ku protestant
and it was in the protestant
ne kanisa ya bulikifo webera ngibera kanisa
and that church was taken over by every nation it's in
church of England
church of Uganda church of Uganda
and chali kanisa ya Christ
and it's no more a church of Christ
eranga kyafuka kizimba
and it became a building
enjiri ne chukira dala
even the gospel totally changed
ngabo tuze tulabo moyo gwa satani bugujja kulwana noburokozi
just as we've seen the spirit of Satan how it's fought salvation
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
so era twakomye wo kulaba
yet still we came back to see
oburokozi ngabugoroka mu America
salvation arising in America
mwakwaru kumunana
in the 1800s
atine kutandika okugwa
and it began to fall
mwakwaru kumuruenda mukaga
in the 1906
we mutuke tulaba
that's the heading we're covering
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
oburokozi
salvation
gwaddamu okugorokoka
it arose again
mu America
in America
mwaka gwa 1800
in the 1800s
nibutandika ato okugwa
and it began to fall
mwaka gwa 1906
in the 1906
gwe mutugwe tulaba
that's the heading we are seeing
ukwendo tulaba burokozi wawe buyimiride
then we see where salvation is standing
nayinga tulaba omuntu ogwo
but as we see that heading
tujja kulaba ko ne ku kubaya kuwa
we shall see of the Jehovah's
abaguruka mwaka gwa 1872
who arose in the 1872
ate tulaba ne kuba 76
we shall also see of the Adventists
abaguruka mwaka gwa 1800
those who arose in the 1883
yesu yabazibwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
nasi wali mulamwa
but all they have no meaning
mulamwa kugenda kubira burokozi
the meaning is only going to be salvation
kubanga tujja kuno kukomekereza ngo muyi waka tonda abulanga
for we shall end when the spirit of the Lord is proclaiming it
bwategebwa okuba kutondebwa kwe kunene
it was put from the foundations of heavens and earth
bulina kukomekereza nensinge kwao
end up with the world when it's passing away
burokozi tewali kirala
salvation nothing else
burokozi wadala
real salvation
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
so omoyo omutukuvu
now the Holy Spirit
yadamu okugorokosa oburokozi mu America
he arose against salvation through America
mwaka gwa 1800
in the 1800s
ato moyo gwa Satan
the spirit of Satan
gudandiko kugusura
it began to throw it down
mwaka ogwa 1900 mukaga
in the 1906
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
so twatandise jo
now yesterday we began
etulira ebimo kubyafa ebibulokozi munengeri gye bwajja mu America
we heard some of the history how salvation moved to America
na musingi kigwe babusimba ko
and what foundation it was planted on
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
twarabye
we saw
obulokozi mu America
salvation in America
okuita mu John Wesley
through John Wesley
ne Charles Wesley
and Charles Wesley
awamu
together
ne Reverend Charles Spam
with Reverend Charles Spam
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
ne miaka twajitegeka
and even the years we understood them
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
ne tutandika okumanya bayi bayingira batya
and we began to know how they entered there
mu America okutwala yo burokozi
in America to take salvation there
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
twategedde
we understood
ti obuweereza obwasinga nnyo okutambulirwako
that the ministry they based on to move with
burokozi nga buyingidde mu America
and salvation entered America
kyayitibwanga Christian Holiness Movement
it was called the Christian Holiness Movement
Christian Holiness Movement
Christian
Church
Holiness Movement Church
Kigamba obukristaayo nga butambuza obutuukirivu.
And Christianity was moving the holiness to spread it everywhere.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
So we
understood that their foundation,
brought
that foundation of salvation from the ancient days, is to first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and then the rest is added to us.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus so much. But as we started that heading, we discovered that some of what hindered salvation to fall quick
and
fell quick right from America is the never of understanding of the way to seek.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. They never understood well how to seek this kingdom. What is the seeking? And how do you seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven? Now we saw those questions were meant to be four, and when they are answered, we can resume to stand. For we got to understand, praise Jesus so much, those four questions. The first question we answered yesterday, what does it mean to seek the kingdom of God? And how do you do it? We understood well. We understood that in Isaiah 34, 16, it sent us seek the book of the Lord to read. And we are commanded to have command 2 to 4. And above, as you speak of the things God commanded,
we
speak of His kingdom and the righteousness.
And
we know scriptures are to be 2, 4 and above. And we knew from the Old Testament, and it's meant to come from the also New Testament. In the different chapters. This day we want to answer these three other questions remaining. What is the kingdom of God? And how can you seek it?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The third question, what is the righteousness? And how can you seek for it? The fourth, what is the kingdom of heaven? And where is it found? For those are the ones we seek ever since heavens and earth have existed.
It's
foundation of salvation we've moved by.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So Katonda nga agulokosa obulokozi mu America.
Now as God arises salvation in America,
okuyita mu John Wesley,
through John Wesley,
ne Charles Wesley,
and Charles Wesley
awamu,
together
ne Reverend Charles Spam,
with Reverend Charles Spam, starting from the
1700
and the 1906, and the spirit of Satan, it passed through the one-eyed pastor who is known as
William Fox,
William Fox
Smyre,
to throw down salvation. We understood yesterday even the way of seeking. The kingdom of God, it was exchanged with the righteousness.
If
we never thought in the book of the Lord,
we
can't climb mountains and using other avenues. But this day, let's move on and see how the foundation was planted through the ministry known as the Christian Holiness Movement. And they based on the agenda of seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness. And then what we need will be added
to
us. This day we answer the question, the second question. What is the kingdom of God? And how do we seek it?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yoko,
let's, as we get back, in the Matthew chapter 6,
Bible yetugamba bwete.
Bible tells us this.
Matayo sura y'omukaaga.
Matthew chapter 6.
Okubira ddala ku nyiri olwabiri mu omwenda.
Starting from verse 29.
Matayo sura y'omukaaga n'olunyiri lwabiri mu omwenda.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 29.
Naye mbagamba nti ne Sulemaani mu kitiibwa kye kyonna teyayambalanga ng'erimu ku ggo. Olwasatu. Naye Katonda bw'ayambaza bw'atyo omuddo. Olunyiri olwasatu. Naye Katonda bw'ayambaza bw'atyo omuddo ogw'omuttale oguliwo leero n'ejjo bagusuula mu kyoto talisinga nnyo okwambaza mmwe abalina okukkiriza okutono. Asatu mu lumu. Kale temweraliikiriranga nga mwogera nti tulirya ki oba tulinywa ki oba tulyambala ki. Asatu mu bbiri. Kubanga ebyo byonna amawanga bye ganoonya, kubanga Kitammwe ali mu ggulu amanyi nga mwetaaga ebyo byonna. Asatu mu ssatu. Naye musooke munoonye obwakabaka bwe n'obutuukirivu bwe era ebyo byonna mulibyongerwako.
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nga bwe tuzze tukunyonnyola.
Just as we've been explaining to you.
Nti Katonda bwe yali agula okussa obulokozi buno mu America.
That when God was raising the salvation in America.
Okutandika omwaka gwa
1700.
Okuyita mu John Wesley.
Through John Wesley.
Ne Charles Wesley.
And the Charles Wesley.
Awamu ne Charles Spam.
Together with Reverend Charles Spam.
Omusingi ogwasimbibwako.
The foundation they planted it on.
Kusooka kunoonya bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Is first seek the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Then bino bitwetaaga.
And these we are in need of.
Mukama abitwongereko.
God to add them to us.
Buli kyetukwatako kiraba omukisa.
Everything we touch is blessed.
Naye okutandika mu mwaka gwa 1906.
Starting from 1906.
Pastor oyo weriisa erimu.
That one eye pastor.
William Fox Smile.
William Fox Smile.
Oyo.
That one.
Yajusa enjiri y'obulokozi.
The one who changed the gospel of salvation. Oyo
gwa Satan gwe gwayita.
The spirit of Satan passed through him.
Enjiri n'ekyuka n'etandika okunyoola ebyawandiikibwa.
Gospel change we began to twist scriptures.
Okutoolamu n'okwongera.
To subtract and to add in them.
Paka ng'enjiri efuuse ya byanfuna bya nsi.
Gospel came to be of the gains of this world.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Atengo okwegomba kwenseno obulabe eri Katonda.
Yet desiring the world is the enmity to God.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so
much. Ningo musingi gonna batutambulirako.
All the entire foundation we move by.
Agamba nti enseno eriko ebyotaavu bungi.
He says on this world there are many needs.
Naye tusooke tunoonye obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
But let's first seek the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Then bitwongerweko.
And the rest is added to us.
Yagambye nti amanyi nti amawanga gano beganoonya amawanga gonna ag'omunsi.
All nations of the world seek for those things, the good things, the cars, the houses, the good things. And he said that you too, I know you need them. That thing is very amazing. The Father knows us, the others need airplanes, the skyscrapers, the storied houses, the good cars.
Amanyi nti naffe tukola ki?
He too knows we need them.
Naye ekizibu wali eri okusooka okunoonya obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
But the problem is to first seek the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Then ebisigadde bitwongerweko.
And then the rest is added.
Waliwo obuzibu bw'amaanyi.
There was a very great problem.
Kale nga bwe twanyonnyose engeri y'okunoonya.
Like we got explained of the way of seeking.
Nga tuyita mu kitabo kya Mukama.
And we passed through the book of the Lord.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kitabo Bible.
The book, the Bible.
Twagala tutegeere.
We want to understand.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda buno kye ki?
What is this kingdom of God?
Era tuyinza kubunoonya tutya?
How can we seek it?
Ne tulyoka tubulaba.
And then we see it.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tandise ne Luka.
We began with Luke.
17.
Luke 17.
Tunyonyolweko ku bigambo ebyo.
And we get explained of those words.
Manga yenjiri yennyini eyasimbuka mu America.
It's the real gospel which sprang from America.
Tandika mu mwaka gwa 1700.
Starting from 1700.
Ne 1800.
And the 1800.
Yenjiri jetwasuubira.
It's the gospel we expected.
Yali kuseeke eno.
Which would have reached us here.
Naye munnange enjiri yagenda tuuke eno.
But bring the gospel as it reached these ends.
Nga enjiri eri eri opposite.
And the gospel was opposite.
Enjiri enfu.
The wrong gospel was what
yagoloka bwaru kumulwenda mukaga.
Which arose in 1906.
Yatandika oyingira munga mweri.
And it began to enter right in the system.
Wagenda okuyingira emya 12.
As we entered 2000.
Enjiri enfu emaze okubanga erya.
Wrong gospel had consumed.
Okutontondo gw'obulokozi okunene.
The greatest portion of salvation.
But when we are
asked these
words,
it's going to help us get back to the foundation.
And
this work was committed to Uganda to lead our colleagues. For this salvation, God is bringing this from Africa. And Uganda, Pearl of Africa, you spearheaded this work. That's why
he
told you all the history of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And you learn onto moving well. Now, as we get explained, what is the kingdom of God? And how do we seek it? Let's read in Luke and we hear.
Luke 17
from verses 20.
Bwe yabuuzibwa abafalisaayo nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda bujja ddi?
Abafalisaayo baamugamba.
The Pharisees asked him.
Manya abafalisaayo bano baalinga babuuza ebibuuzo.
You know, when the Pharisees asked questions,
olumu Mwoyo Mutukuvu yababuulizanga.
The Holy Spirit asked on their behalf.
Ate olumu.
And sometimes,
ebibuuzo byabeeranga byamalala nga biva eri Satan.
Questions were filled with pride coming from Satan.
Naye ebibuuzo ebyamagezi.
But wise questions,
byavanga eri Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
They came from the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When you look to this Luke 17, let's repeat this verse.
Luke 17 verses 20.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Holy Spirit passed through the Pharisees to ask on our behalf. But when is the kingdom of God coming? The Pharisees asked the Lord Jesus that question. Let's say now we seek the kingdom of God. But we don't know how it appears. Now, can you ask the kingdom of God is coming when you don't know it? For it may come,
and
still you never realize it's come.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But he answered and told them, the kingdom of God, it doesn't come when it is exposed like that. It doesn't come when it's just there, visible. You know, they had a mindset thing. Even in the world, we have kingdoms. Buildings, other think that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But let me give you an example. The kingdom of Buganda
is
what they call the spirit which never dies. But finished in hell, for it's of the wizards. The spirit of Uganda. The spirit of Uganda which never dies, as they say.
But
it's to be destroyed in hell for its witchcraft and sorcery. For it's one of the fallen angels.
That
they call the spirit of Uganda. But we are going to understand. When God speaks of his kingdom, he speaks of the Holy Spirit. The problem which is never separated the kingdom of heaven. For the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, these are different words.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now before we reach all that far, these words appear in the Bible. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. You know, when Bible told us to ask,
it
told us this in the Matthew 10. Matthew chapter 10 from verses
1.
Matthew chapter 10 from verses
8. Matayo esule ye 10 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Matthew 10 verses 7.
Bwe mbanga mutambula, mubulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka.
Yesu yabazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ebigambo biri bibiri.
There are two words here. Here he has told us Matthew chapter 10 from verse 7, as you go, preach the kingdom of God, heaven is drawn near. This
is what
the kingdom of heaven. Yet we have the other in the Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, that
must
seek the kingdom of God
and
the rest will be added to you. Now
these
two, in the Bible they confuse people. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
These
two words are in the Bible many times. But the kingdom of God,
we're
going to be explained of it is the Holy Spirit. And we shall reach down on the fourth part. And we understand the kingdom of heaven. And there are the territories which hold the heavens and earth. It has two rims, the rim above and the rim below. But
they
rarely separate them under the sun.
For
he, the Lord Jesus,
says
in the Matthew chapter
8
and the verse
11,
he said this.
Matthew
chapter 8 verse 11.
Nange mbagamba nti banji abali bebu banjuba ne bugwanjuba abali tula wamu ne Ibrahimu ne Isaka ne Yakobo mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu ole 12 naye abaana b'obwakabaka baligobirwa mu kizikiza ekyebweru yeriba okukaaba n'okuluma obujiji.
Obulidde bwageza kukulaga.
You hear they try to show you.
Bwabayogera ku bwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
When he speaks of the kingdom of heaven.
N'agamba ha.
And he says.
Naye bagamba nti.
But I say to you.
Banja abajjove bugwajuba
ne bugwajuba. Many come from the east and the west.
Bagende babere mu bwakabaka
bw'omuggulu. And they will be in the kingdom of heaven.
Na Ibrahim.
With Abraham.
Naye abaana b'obwakabaka.
Yet the children of the kingdom.
Bakasukibwa eri ery'okuba.
They will be thrown out where there is national peace. Now the problem we find ourselves with, the many years we read in the Bible in the world, even when we speak of the generations, generations passed,
those
two words in this Bible have gotten to be very hard.
It
has certain basis to change the gospel. One can say, what are we seeking of the two? The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is what they have told us to seek, to reveal us the kingdom of heaven. For the kingdom of heaven we preach to people is drawn near. We tell them it's drawn near. It's not here. We can say one of the
ribbons
is here, but
you're
drawn to head on to there. The problem which is that others will be where they cry tears from. Now before I explain much the kingdom of heaven, these are the territories of the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even the kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit, who is in the heavens and earth, who is in all territories.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Territories making heavens and earth. We shall reach on that. But we are on this point. This kingdom of God we are seeking. What is it?
And
how can we seek for it?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We have gone back to Luke.
Luke 17
verse 20.
Bwe yabuuzibwa Abafalisaayo nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda bujja ddi? N'abaddamu n'abagamba nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda tebujja nga bweyolese. Olwabirimu olumu. So tebaali bagamba nti laba buli wano oba nti buli wali. Kubanga laba obwakabaka bwa Katonda buli masekkati gammwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Nti bwe twogera ku bwakabaka bwa Katonda butunoonya.
When we speak of the kingdom of God which we see,
yannyonnyola n'agamba.
He explained and he said,
Luke 17,
in the Luke 17, we start from verses 20.
Agambi.
He has said,
they
will not say the kingdom of God.
It's
here or it is there. Because it is in our midst. Imagine if you thought of it being a city. And they tell you it's in your midst. Some when they came to think, perhaps heaven is here, we don't just see it. And they say maybe it's in the dimension. But the thing they mentioned it means that something hidden from us, yet it's in our midst.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus so much. But they didn't appreciate what's called the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God.
And
when they read and they say, the kingdom of God is in our midst,
say,
perhaps heaven is around us, it's hidden from us, but it's in dimensions. Someone can make you foolish, they say, when you raise your hand like hit your leg, you are, this is heaven. It's not that, brethren. The problem which came is this. When the gospel God had revived it in America, through John Wesley and Charles Wesley and Charles Palm, from 1700 to 1800, the gospel came like this. As we preach to the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But when it came being devastated, never getting explained of these words, they arose men.
Like
that man, William Smyre.
William Fox Smyre.
William Fox Smyre.
Billy
Graham.
Billy Graham.
These are people who brought things that heaven is in dimensions. Because they didn't explain. They didn't get explained the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Two words which move most in the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. See, the Lord Jesus come revealed saying, they will not say the kingdom of God is there or it is here.
But
that then come manifested like that. Because it is in our midst. Imagine if you thought it's a city. You can turn around and see where is that kingdom. It's in our midst. Now foolishness can tell you, maybe in the spiritual world within dimensions. And when you turn imagining that, if you
begin
to meditate, you are entering in it. When they brought up things of prayers of meditation, and you're there closing your eyes, you're entering in the spirit. Imagine if you do those things, don't enter the dimension as they say, enter in the world of evil spirits, what we call spiritual wickedness. The spiritual wickedness. You meet principalities, spirits hidden yet not seen. Those are what you reach into. They can even call you a world not existing. For they move within magic. In the magic.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now that thing came from there. Let's repeat. Verse 21.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Told them the kingdom is in your midst. And they say, where is that? Now, look Matthew 12:28. You moved on to explain them what is that kingdom and how can it manifest. That kingdom in our midst.
And
he spoke that it's the Spirit of God whom we seek for. Just as the gospel God renewed it from America.
holiness
and
movement,
the Christian holiness movement, to first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. First seeking the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness is to seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
after you see the Holy Spirit, is it reveal you this kingdom of heaven and you understand it also? Now, in the Matthew 12, verse 28, he says this.
Matthew 12, verse 28.
Praise Jesus. He said, if I chase demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come to you.
And
who is this? You know, after the Spirit of God has arrived, we said the kingdom of God has come to us. When he appears and begins to do his works, the kingdom of God has already come. It's the reason why he says that the kingdom of God is in your midst. The Holy Spirit was there. But the problem which is, this day when the Bible speaks of him, he says, Psalms 139, it says we have no way to run from him, for he is everywhere.
He's
there.
You can't
see him visibly except when you're going to be explained. Psalms 139, verses 6.
Okumanya okulinganga okwo kwa kitalo kunnema kwa waggulu siinza kukutuukako. Olw'omusanvu, n'agendawo okuva eri omwoyo gwo, oba n'addukirawo amaaso go. Olw'omunaana, bwe nnaalinnya mu ggulu nga gy'oli,
omwoyo wa Katonda tayali.
The Spirit of God is there. When you
are
sent to heaven, when you reach there, they tell you the kingdom of God is in our midst. And one day the angel shouted,
Hallelujah.
And they said, because the kingdom of God has come.
But they were
in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And the city is not the kingdom which is come. But they saw of the Holy Spirit when he resumed to
live.
And Satan had been chased from there. Or the spirit of Satan had been chased from there. Which accused of their brethren. They said for the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ, they have come. You think what came? It was the city which came to them. Let's finish these verses we see. Psalms 139, verses 8.
When I love Lili Wange, Mumagombe, Lava, Gajoli, Romwenda. But not to let you watch the Vienja, then to Lamo before Evianja, Evidia Warrenio, Orecomi. No one could day you, Omkonogun and Nungamia.
No, but I never get a Magome,
though I go to hell, I go to the sea under it.
But you are Jario Moyo,
where your spirit is there. Where shall I run from your spirit?
Yes, Marachi Akugami.
The prison where he told us,
Muruka is Surya Kuminomisa,
in Luke 17,
when you arrive in Pakabir
Moras 2021, and the kingdom of God
is
in your midst.
But
the problem is to seek and see it.
When
he explained Matthew 12:28, he said, if you cast demon by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has already come.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
all of the things we try to seek called the kingdom of God, we are seeking the Holy Spirit himself. Understand how he's present, how he does his
work
in all creations in heavens and earth. And after we are revealed of him, and he shows us his works of righteousness, that which is called the holiness. Seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness. Seek the spirit of God and his acts of righteousness.
Side
and what you seek for, you don't understand it.
You have
fallen on a great problem,
but
you can even pass it there.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. One day, when you read Revelation
12,
the angel shouted hallelujah in heaven. Let's read verse 10. Revelation 12 from verse 10.
Nempulire dobozi dene muguru ngaliyo gira anti kakano obulokozi buze n'amanyi n'obwakabaka bwa Katonda waffe n'obuyinza bwa Kristo we kubanga alopa baganda baffe yasuulibwa abalopa mu maaso ga Katonda waffe emisana n'ekiro
ba malaika muguru.
Angels in heaven.
When
they chased Satan and his fallen angels, and they began to say, right now salvation of God has come. You know, when you speak of salvation, if you don't want things of salvation, even heaven forget it.
For
even heaven welcomes salvation.
When you say
the salvation of God has come,
and
the kingdom of our God. Imagine the angels. According to Hebrews 12,
22-23,
they are in the city of God. If they
say
the kingdom of God has come, what had come in that time? What had appeared to them? And they gave their reason.
And
they said the kingdom of God has come, the power of his Christ.
For
the choice of the brethren has been chased.
He was
choosing day and night.
And
they said, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of liberty.
Yes.
No more one chooses us. No more one makes us commit sin. People all long say, truly let's seek the kingdom of God.
Because
that's how God renewed it from America.
And I prove
you one thing, brethren.
Our
weakness where it came from is here. We thought for to get, we did know it.
Yet
we yearned it in our soul.
And
we thought the kingdom. And we are seeking God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yet,
the way we do it is not easy.
But
the problem we thought something we never knew.
And
we always passed it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's where came a great problem. Even the changing of this gospel in 1906 to resort to gains of the world. And it's what you see. It came from what we thought. We did know it. You are
accepted
looking for healing.
You have
not taught the kingdom. Even the righteousness. Not taught the Holy Spirit. You don't know him. They have a way to change it and say, let's go seek for power. We need to go to seek power. We have to seek the kingdom of God.
To
seek God himself. When you seek the Spirit of God,
no,
he is going to reveal you God.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, amazimagari wegati.
Now, the truth is
this.
Our Lord Jesus,
Nicodemus.
One day he told Nicodemus,
he
said, the problem which is this, you have get born again. If you don't get born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God, and you cannot enter in it.
He
told him, no matter what you do all days of your life, if you don't get born again, you will not see it. And you will not enter it. And
the
God surprised, for he had told them the kingdom is in their midst.
But he
told him the way to see it, you have to get born again. And you must see that you enter in it. Let's read in the John 3. And the verse 3.
Yokane sure yokusatu n'olunyiri olwokusatu.
John chapter 3 verses 3.
Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, ddala nkugamba nti, omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwa kubiri tayinza kulaba bwa kabaka bwa Katonda.
Ekizibu
ekiriwo obwakabaka bwa
Katondawe
tutegedde mu Mathayo
12:28
mwoyo wa Katonda
is the spirit of God.
Ndi bw'oba tozadde ogwakubi togenda
mulaba.
Though you
will seek him many times. Now, how have you even been seeking him?
Is
even something you seek for and you have to give up on it. He told you the other rebel. If you want to see him, you understood it's the Holy Spirit. And if you want to see him, you have to get born again. You know there is a word. He based on to say that.
He
said in the 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 15. He said this.
1
Corinthians
15:15. Gamba.
1 Corinthians 15:15.
Naye kino kye njogera. Abooluganda, ng'omubiri n'omusaayi tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda. Omubiri n'omusaayi.
Flesh and blood.
Tebyabalibwa ku bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
They are not counted on the kingdom of God.
Anti si bya mwoyo.
For they are not spiritual.
Ate oli ye mwoyo.
Yet the other is spirit.
Bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God.
Bw'oba tozaayidwa gwakubiri n'oweebwa omubiri oguva.
Not born again and given a body from heaven.
Agenda kuzibuwalira okumulaba n'okumutegeera.
He's adding you to see and to understand him.
And people
in the flesh,
they
cannot please God.
Yet, one
who is spiritual and in faith,
they
please God.
Who
is led by the Spirit of God.
And the
Holy Spirit is the one who knows what God the Father is pleased
on.
Now that scripture,
1 Corinthians 15:15,
that flesh and
blood,
it doesn't inherit the kingdom of God. It's barking. Or it upholds. John chapter
3
and the verse 3. And if you don't get born again, it's hard to see the kingdom of God. Means you have to get born again. And you have to get born again and see. If you are to see this kingdom, if you are to see the Holy Spirit,
you are
going to head on where do you understand it well. Let's briefly get back. We are back to John 3. John chapter 3, verse 3.
Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, ddala nkugamba nti, omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwa kubiri tayinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda. Olunyolwokuna, Nikodemo n'amugamba nti, omuntu ayinza atya okuzaalibwa bw'abanga mukadde? Ayinza okuyingira mu lubuto lwa nnyina omulundi ogw'okubiri n'azaalibwa? Olw'okutaano, Yesu n'addamu nti, ddala nkugamba nti, omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mazzi na mwoyo tayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Answer yagimuteera munda omwoyo.
He put the answer in inside there.
Nti bw'oba oyagala okuyingira.
If you want to enter.
N'okulaba obwakabaka
bwa Katonda. The kingdom of God.
Bwakabaka bwa Katonda inasooka kuzaala.
The kingdom of God has to birth you first.
Olina okuzaalibwa mazzi
n'omwoyo. You have to be both birth of spirit and water.
Yes, you have been born.
Praise Jesus so much.
We told you if you
don't get saved, born again, spirit and water, it's going to be very hard for you. He wondered. I want to see the kingdom of God. I want to enter in it. After I enter in it, I
will
be proven in the kingdom of heaven forever. Those are what we get explained now. This is the gospel.
How
God had renewed it, the gospel of salvation from America. But as I speak, we are in other things. As church in the entire world. But God gives us a chance through the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory from Uganda to renew us again.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now that word If you've been born of the Holy Spirit, you enter that kingdom.
For
you must be given a body from heaven, which proves you have entered the kingdom. He too comes, puts his portion in you, and you become a kingdom. These things are interesting if you've understood them.
John chapter 3,
verse
6. Nechizalibu omoyo, chiba omoyo.
Why told you be born again by spirit and water? That if you're born of flesh, you get this flesh. If you're born of spirit, there is a spiritual body you get, which will help you understand who the Holy Spirit is, which will help you understand what is the kingdom of God. You will know how things are done.
That
only explains that the time is to come, and you are like wind blowing. You disappear and you come back up here. That's when you understand the authority of the Holy Spirit, authority of the kingdom of God, when you are in it. Explain what's born of flesh is flesh. Even what born of spirit is spirit. If you're born of the Holy Spirit, you enter this kingdom.
Bible,
2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 to 5,
it shows
there is a body from heaven given us. That body proves us we've entered in the kingdom of God, and we are in one spirit. We are in the same kingdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Time will come when you can close this one.
And
we can move as we want.
And
you're not limited by the flesh and blood. Let's move on here. John 3.
John 3:7. Teweunya, kubanga kugambi enti, chikugwanira okuzaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri. Olinnya olw'omunaana, empewo ekuntira gy'eyagala, n'owulira okuwuuma kwayo, naye tomanyi gy'eva newankubadde gy'egenda. Bw'atyo bw'abeera buli muntu yenna azaalibwa omwoyo.
If you get born of spirit, you enter the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not involved in flesh and blood. This we see today.
Bring
up in the other body like of angels. And
you
will feel authority of the Holy Spirit. And you can vanish from here.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's what he told us on what is called the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit we seek for. That the way to see him
involves
getting born again
to
be given a body from heaven. Yet there is a way to understand him. There is seeing him, also understanding him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What's born of spirit?
Enter
the world of the kingdom of God. The world where there is no death. Living forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those who
ask the question in their hearts. Now, what is the kingdom of Satan? We are going to wind it up at the end. And you see the kingdom of Satan, which is filled of evil spirits.
Obufusa.
The magic. Not creating by magic. Nothing real they put. But they have nowhere to put it. They have no territory.
What
we call the kingdom of heaven, they don't have it.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus. Now, the word seeking the kingdom of God, it goes far. It holds ingredients in it.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus.
What
we first understand is the Holy Spirit. kingdom of God holds the step to understand it, holds the step to enter it, a step of seeing it, and a step of entering in it.
We
not to handle today to explain, but when we separate the gospel, the right gospel, from the false gospel, those shall separate everything. But imagine to seek the kingdom of God,
God's
first understanding what is the kingdom of God.
God
is getting born again to see him. It involves to enter it. Not many entered that kingdom.
For
many never understood it. Many never saw it. Many have not entered it. Who is attached and said, it will be hard for you to enter it. And he said, let me tell you, if you are born of the Holy Spirit and enter this kingdom, you are like wind. You shall reach to unclothe this body and enjoy his spirit to be here.
In
the little time is elsewhere. And there never be wishes.
No
sacrifice is done for that. That is done by magicians. The wizards in the kingdom of Satan.
But you are a child,
the Holy Spirit is part of you. As authority works in you, do you work and operate in it?
You
get something, gives it, you give it the days it wants.
We
shall study it as we study the lifestyle of angels in the city of God. We are made to understand the value in the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness. We are made to understand the value in it of the kingdom of God.
It becomes,
and so the meaning of it. We fought it. We've understood it. We've seen it. We've entered it.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
But
not to seek something you don't know its value, you cannot yearn for it. You know, we hear people. We do these things, we seek the kingdom of God. What do you seek? What is that you are seeking? Where does it work from? How does it appear? That's why we went back to the book of God to seek there. As we read, I wanted to show you an example. After Jesus had gotten born again, he's raised up. Now he's like wind. Apostles had clothed themselves in a room. He entered in the
midst.
They say a demon has come here. He told them, no,
the
demon is not here. Never hold body. I want you to touch me. The kingdom of God are on original. Original for angels in heavens to make food.
He's
not drinking blood.
That's why
they first emphasized us, never eat something with its blood.
You
get more lightened of that thing. On the kingdom of God, the
Holy
Spirit whom we have been seeking, we understand
him,
we enter in him. We see him,
and
we enter him. It has levels.
Like
told us John 3, and he says this. John chapter 3, verse 6.
Olunyeolomunana, empewo ekuntira gyeyagala, n'owulira okuwuuma kwayo, naye tomanyi gy'eva, newankubadde gy'egenda. Bw'atyo bw'abeera buli muntu yenna azalibwa omwoyo.
That
is how you are. You reach a time, and though you go in a vision, they can see you from here and you appear elsewhere. Demons want to slash you and you disappear. That's why sometimes you call it Yabadon and you don't see them.
Yes,
they take away a demon.
That
situation is what we are heading on to. That is the life of our kingdom. Lifestyle of our kingdom of our God. Life of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit loves much things of liberty. If things are not forceful,
what
if you life peaceful? For it's the spirit of liberty. And it says in the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 15 to down, that our Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
It tells
us in Psalms 51:12,
he says,
restore the joy of salvation and sustain with the spirit of liberty. He doesn't want you to
force
things. You are walking. What are you walking? You vanish and reach your destination. If someone ever asks you where you're going, you don't tell them. You just think in you.
America.
And you vanish to there. That's why you see, you don't know where he's born. But there's nothing like speaking much. Speak a little. I'm going to move.
Your colleague
knows where you're going, you move on. That's why the Bible says the spiritual man searches
all things. Can't angels speak.
They don't speak much. As they speak, I'm going, his colleague
will speak.
If they go with you, go.
For
you search, check all things. Your colleague is there speaking.
He speaks with others.
You do you understand what they are talking?
You're free
to send them a Urim what you also say. If we had understood it, and we thought for it through the knowledge, and we saw it, and we enter it.
But
things we thought which we never understood well. I want to give you an example. After Jesus clothed the body from heaven and is raised up, what we speak of getting born again.
Here
in Luke 24,
able
to pass through a room and enter in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Here we don't speak of the world of sorcery, of magic, the world dimensions as they speak, but we speak of the world of the Holy Spirit who is filled everywhere, fulfilling everywhere,
possible
to work everywhere what's in righteousness. That's why he joins the word, seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness. Why did he speak that? Also the kingdom of Satan in the realm below. You may vanish and end up in the spirit of Satan. Most people today move by that. Yet in heaven, the spirit of Satan
is there.
Another move, saying, I'm going from spirit to spirit. Don't worry. Let not move
in
the spirit of Satan.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Let's read briefly in Luke.
Luke suri yabiri mwenya.
Luke 24 from verse 33.
Nebayimuka mu kiseera ekyo ne bakomawo e Yerusaalemi ne basanga bali 11 nabo Ndi nabo bebali nabo nga bakunganye asatu munya nga bagamba nti mazima Mukama waffe azuukidde era alabikidde Simoni asatu mutaano nabo ne babannyonnyola biri eby'omukkubo nti nabo ne babannyonnyola biri eby'omukkubo ne bwe yategeerekese gye bali olw'okumenyamu omugaati asatu mu mukaaga abo baali nga bakyayogera ebyo ye yennyini n'ayimirira wakati waabwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abayigirizwa baalina gye bakuŋŋaanidde.
Disciples had a place they had gathered from.
Mu kizimbe ekimu.
In one building.
Baba kyeyo bali beyasiŋŋaana ku
kkubo. Once he met on the way.
Abasajja ababiri.
The two men.
Ababatuuseeko bamaze okunyumya mboogeddemu.
And they reached them, they told them.
Baba kyamwogera.
As they were speaking of him.
Omuntu tomulabye bwava eri tomulabye bwava
eri. Not seen where someone has come from. Chum. It knocked in their midst. What do you do in that
moment?
Those who don't know the kingdom of God. As he was still talking of him, he appeared in the midst, fulfilling what he told them. What is born of the Spirit, which is entered the kingdom of God. It can be like wind. You don't see where it's come and where it's going. Don't know where it's come and where it's going.
We did this sample.
They didn't know where it came from. Yet he had all things in original. You know, kingdom of Satan we shall see. In the spirit of Satan. Something can appear as a demon. You don't know where it's come from. But when you look at much at it, it begins to lose its shape. If you tell it to close the door, instead of it not doing things right, it stretches a hand like that and no more things. And you see it closing. A hand is stretched lock. That in the kingdom of God, they don't do it. Changing form. You know, they married them. You may find it on the way. And you propose to it, you take it to your home. You don't enter the door when you enter in adultery. You tell him you not close the door. You are a distance like this. It stretches the hand, close the door behind. You see, the hand becomes very long.
That's
what they call dimension, the working dimension. But their spirit is not everywhere. they just search for it.
Yes, you was with
me. Praise Jesus so much. Let's repeat here.
Luke
24:36.
Abo baali nga bakyayogera ebyo, ye yennyini n'ayimirira wakati waabwe, n'abagamba nti emirembe gibe mu mmwe. 37. Naye ne beekanga ne batya, ne balowooza nti balaba muzimu.
They wondered.
Muzimu.
It's a demon.
What
he told them what's born of spirit is like that. That's why apostles were imprisoned in the prison.
And
in the morning you found them not in the prison. Yet they didn't break it. The Holy Spirit just appeared. All the angels. And they moved them out. How you get out of the doors, you get out of them. You get through the door and you pass through it. And you end up you restore your normal body. Spiritual body sometimes swallows up
this one. It's
what we call the kingdom of God.
If you
understood it's the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, church would have been very dangerous in the world. If they understood the kingdom we are singing, as God had renewed the gospel in America, it had gotten lost from the apostles.
And
God lost for some time.
Rose
again the era of
Martin Luther.
It did come up.
Coming
with much fire.
Came
out in America in 1900. And they fought it. Satan knew if you get revealed,
you
seek the kingdom of God, what is it? And we seek for it through the understanding. And we see that we enter it. There
we
are going to be troubles.
Satan
would have haunted him and would have been surprised. And he imprisons you and they don't find you in the prison. And you did break the prison but you got out of it. When we preach the kingdom of the
revelation
of the child who is so beloved, and spiritual body swallows up the physical body, and you pass out and it comes back. That 1 Corinthians 15 speaks of verse 50 to 53. Even the day Jesus will come back, the spiritual body will swallow the physical body.
For
the physical body never inherits the kingdom. It cannot work within the kingdom of God. That's why after when we fight in the kingdom of God, one of the enemies we have, flesh and blood, you can stop
to
abuse things and you fight all that, but the heart will retain its things. Even sometimes we retain immorality, yet you feel your tired.
Yet
insist that you enter the kingdom of God. Enter the world of the Holy Spirit, where you'll find acts of righteousness. Praise Jesus so much.
Here are
some of signs explained in the kingdom of God. The real world of the Holy Spirit. There is no magic there. You can eat food which is usual food. You appear and you can be even touched well.
Luke 24:38. Mulabe engalo zange n'ebigere byange nga nze nzuuno mwene. Munkwateko mulabe, kubanga omuzimu tegulina nnyama n'amagumba nga bwe mulaba nze bwe ndi nabyo. Olwana
yabalaga ku mubiri guli
ogw'okubiri.
Omanyi bwe yali alabisibwa.
You know when he appeared,
yasooka n'alabisibwa muguno ogw'omubiri.
He first appeared with his heavenly body.
N'abaana abajjirayo
okukuguru. And after he brought out the physical body.
Kale mulabe yeze gwe baakomeredde
kennyini. Look, he was crucified.
Demons
claim they have come an angel.
Lord,
you have appeared as Jesus visiting you. Tell them, wait for me there. You buy fish. One of what will chase them quick. Bringing fish when it is roasted. They would run. That's why most people who are having demons on them, they don't eat fish. If you are an angel, be there, I'm coming. You bring pork. You will see how they will run. Begin to bring poke
it on the skin.
The eyes will protrude out, losing shape. And what else?
Luke 24:42. Nebamuwa ekitundu ekyekyennyanja ekyokye. Ana musatu. N'akitoola n'akiriira mu maaso gaabwe.
Omanyi ba sitani bajja kwagala bafera mu nsi gye tusomako. Devils want to call you in the
ensi y'obwakabaka
bwa Katonda. The study of the kingdom of God.
Omwoyo wa Katonda.
The spirit of God.
Naye alina ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu by'ebimu ku bino bye tusoma ebibeerayo.
Of righteousness are some of these we study which are there.
Leeta enva z'atalya embizzi.
Bring sauce like pork.
Tula mulye.
Sit, you eat.
Tula.
Sit.
Look
at their mouth.
You see the tooth when they are pointed like that.
It begins to become a vampire. They eat as you look at the head.
The bald head, no hair.
Hair is fake. It was made by magic. Look at the jaw as they eat. You see one tooth stretches out of the jaw.
And
if you are in the spiritual world, go in a vision or dream.
They put food
that you eat. Look much at them. You look at how they eat.
Sometimes you see them put their food out of the throat, falling.
That was King Tom.
Both
they can confuse you. And they don't eat. When they have eaten, they run quick and they poop.
Begin
to find one room holds much poop in it.
But
they used to blood raw things, liver.
Some of what proofs you've entered
the kingdom of God
will
be born of the Holy Spirit, that you've entered the kingdom of God. Let's finish here.
Luke 24:44. Bwe kigwanira byonna okutuukirizibwa ebyawandiikirwa nze mu mateeka ga Musa ne mu bannabbi ne mu Zabbuli.
Byonna yayikooti nga nti mukebere mu Zabbuli mu bannabbi.
Told them check the Psalms in the prophets.
Tebyali bipya byonna yalina okubikola.
He was meant to fulfill all.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
one of the signs I wanted to show you. What happens when someone is born of the Holy Spirit? And they have seen the kingdom of God. For it's the Holy Spirit Himself whom we seek. And we told we seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and the rest will be added to us. But what most angers, many people have spent years in ministry, yet never given time to go to help them understand that word. They have wasted many years for us. Religions are very wrong and dead. Nothing they will explain you on that word.
At least in Buroko, so singana bache yogeza yogeza amu watibachitegi.
Find them speak of it, though they don't understand. You begin from there, yet you at least understand of it.
You've
been hearing the kingdom of heaven, though you never knew it. There it can be easy you to be enlightened of it. But in religions, you already died. Even this fake salvation of today, where you are there eating, thinking of eating and drinking. Houses, clothes and things like those. Those our God told to add them to us. After we seek his kingdom and righteousness. He said in John chapter 3,
Yokane sule yokusatu nolu nyiri olu omunana.
John chapter 3 verse 8.
Empewe kutila jeya gala. Nolira okuuma kwayo. Neto manjijeva ne wankubande jegenda. Mwati wavira ulimutuye nazari vomoyo. Olu nyiri olu omuenda. Nikonde munadamu na mugambanti. Iwe bijisa bitu yoku vaho.
Iye. Akati iwe biongambi.
What you told me.
Of
the wind, what's born is like wind.
You
don't know where it comes from, even where it goes. How can that be? Jesus, you have a problem. You've been having a problem like that. Apostle, you are lying. Is that possible to happen? Some of you hear us, yet you hold the Nicodemus mentality. If it's for Nicodemus mentality, you will understand. If you
be
a Pharisee who are Jews, you will get destroyed.
At least Nicodemus.
Accepted the Spirit of God to ask.
Kwa ngayi ndi gambi Yesu tware ni nawe. Ngozungo tyange mpewo bichi. Tebiri yogende.
It's not there.
Ne ya mubuza.
Owange mukama age. My Lord.
Bisomoka biti okuba.
How can that be possible?
Kwa ngayi yaulire ebintu mbono kwa
things and
that's
what is in the kingdom of God.
If you
get born again, you see it.
And
you understand it.
And
you enter it. That is what is to happen.
The
Lord Jesus told
you.
The problem you have, you have spent time long holding Bibles. Yet you don't understand it, you have only Wiseka.
Mostly
you say I've spent
3 years in salvation,
yet you don't understand, but you're still big-headed.
You're
a person who spent 40 years to see this. You don't know yet, you're agile as you speak
them.
Jesus answered you like this.
John chapter 3 verses
9.
Nikodemu na mugamba anti. Ebyo biyinza bityo okubaawo olunnyo lw'ekkumi. Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti gwe omuyigiriza wa Isirayiri
gwe musajja gwe omaze
emyaka you've spent years
oyigiriza
Isirayiri what have you been teaching them
bw'obanga tobimanyi bino
bakulira
olaba
ogenze mu makanisa
gaumani
obadde
mu madini emyaka
omuntu
bw'aba tamanyi ngeri gy'oyingira mu bwakabaka bwa
Katonda
kati abadde ayigiriza
what have they been teaching
kwe yamugamba naye gwe
ssebo a teacher of Israel
tomanyi bino
don't know this
okola yoki
now what are you doing there teaching what
We
finish that verse we see. You know, some people say we despise. People who manage to despise others. But the years you spent.
You
tell people seek the kingdom. Where are they to find it? How does it appear and what is it? We are going to enter. How and when?
Yokane sule yokusatu nolu nyiriri olwe kumi.
John chapter 3 verses 10.
Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti gwe omuyigiriza wa Isirayiri. Noto tegeere ebyo.
Let me tell you, see. You claim to begin churches by zeking and ministries. Don't know these things we speak of today.
The
kingdom of God, what are you going to tell your companions?
Tell him now,
sir.
Nicodemus
was a landmark. He was the Pharisee, the Pharisees. He had all the accolades, diploma, he has the doctor of the Bible.
Dr. Serwanda.
He doesn't know it. They tell you he too knows it. You go ask him, what is the kingdom of God? You must ask him what is seeking, for it involves seeking. After us, what is the kingdom of God? How do we seek it? And how do we enter it? You ask even its righteousness. Ask him, what about the kingdom of heaven? What is it? He will begin to struggle for that.
Do
you know, yes, Nicodemus had taught Israel? And when he passed with his garments, like of the priest as you see them, you want to discover, go ask the Pope. What is the kingdom of God? You see him all along, you trouble your heads in
the head.
Yet his head was the one which first got messed up, he knows nothing. I'm not telling you, you want to get hungry. Jesus asked
John 3:10, you teach of Israel, you don't.
What do you teach? What do you preach to people? You are an apostle. Don't mold this, you've been sent overwards.
Serve
which kingdom? You can serve kingdom you don't know. This verse, it's very interesting.
John chapter 3,
verses 10.
Yes, Nadamu na mugamba anti, gomuyigiriza wa Isirayiri. Noto tegele ebyo, ole kumina olumu. Daladala kugamba anti, twogera kyetumanyi, tutegeza kyetu alaba. So, temukiriza kutegeza kwa fe.
Uli dempa, muha kananga
tutembimanyi. Aju yet you don't know these things. The Holy Spirit answered with Christ. We want to speak, we know it.
You know, in full knowledge.
Don't just speak the word full knowledge.
In
fact, we understand that knowledge is full.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus. Now, if you live here, if you want to
gain
knowledge,
go
test yourself elsewhere. Ask them, what is the kingdom of God?
Be
silent as if you've never heard of it. You will come out wondering. Someone is trying to speak words.
Yokana esule yokusatu, nolo nyiriri ole kumi nebiri.
John chapter 3 verses 12.
Katumale yole kumi nolomu.
John chapter 3 verse 11.
Daladala kugamba anti, twogera kyetumanyi, tutegeza kyetwalaba, so temukkiriza kutegeza kwa fe. Ole 12. Bwe mbabuulidde ebyensi ne mutakkiriza, mulikkiriza mutya bwe nnababuulira eby'omuggulu?
Kakati yamugamba.
Ebintu
bye mbadde njogera byawa.
Things I spoke over of the world.
Even though we are going to
the kingdom of God is done on this earth. If I begin to explain those of heaven, it's the kingdom of heaven. Will you understand them?
You be
a teacher of Israel. Go sit in full knowledge, they teach you. Look,
if you
come in the kingdom of God, you serving God.
If
you first teach your colleagues, It's the kingdom of God. What is it? How do we see it? How is this sin and how do you enter it? Those are things of the earth. Be born of spirit, entering, becoming like wind. John chapter 3 verse 14.
Ngamusa bwe yawandika omusota mu ddungu. Bwe kityo n'omwana w'omuntu kimugwanira okuwanikibwa.
The issues of heaven. He said,
when are going to be a
real mugur? When the reason
of heaven need a sacrifice.
The things of heaven need a sacrifice. I'm going to die for those in heavens and on earth. But brethren, this word we read in Matthew 6, verse 33. First thing, the kingdom of God and the righteousness, the rest is added to us. Truly we understood seeking the kingdom of God. To seeking, what does it mean?
Yes,
praise Jesus. As we look at the book of the Lord, and we've understood the kingdom of God, what it is, and how is it thought. The part we've not finished yet well. How is it thought? Maybe you've understood him is the Holy Spirit. But the way of seeking him. When he enters us in him, he
says
he made us a kingdom. We are a part of that spirit. And he
says
we pass through one spirit to reaching the Father. When we become a kingdom, and the kings, we read that much in Revelation. He made us a kingdom and the priests. But that word goes far. Why did we say
the way
open its foundation as according to John 14:15-17? This of how we move and seek this kingdom.
We
never sees him. But he says, you can't enter the kingdom of God. You cannot see it. When you are born again.
Is it
not what read in John 3? John 3. Verses 3 and 4. It's what we read. But in John 14:17. He says the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot believe because they don't see him. He tells us that you, the world never sees him but is there.
The
kingdom of God is there. But the world cannot see him. Cannot leave him for they don't see him. Praise Jesus so much. He says that you know him. The way we are going to be able to see him, to enter in him, involves knowing him, to know who is the kingdom of God, how is the Holy Spirit.
And he
will be unto you in your midst. And he will be in you. Now, after you understand the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God,
get
his
portion,
put it in you and makes you a kingdom. Become a portion of his. It's the difference you hold under the sun. God
said,
though you are in the world, you are not of the world.
Yes, he
was praise Jesus so much. But he has an aspect of knowing him. Broaden his
eyes
on the other day. The next Tuesday, when we come back to schemes of Satan. The gospel got raised again in America. 1700, 1800. Through John Wesley. And Charles Wesley. Together with Charles Palm. How was it changed?
Reaching
into things of the gains of the world.
Through
the one-eyed pastor.
Who arose
in 1906.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He was changed from seeking the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And he got to gains of the world.
Just
as you see how churches move in the world.
Not
go follow things of religion. Those perverted from salvation,
those
who attach themselves to salvation,
yes,
praise Jesus.
So
I want to end there. We shall begin from there.
You
seek the kingdom of God, we pass through knowledge. You will know that he makes many things.
It's
the spirit of wisdom.
He's
the one of understanding. You will see almost everywhere he's there. When you've been revealed of him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. It will help us, we shall understand briefly of the kingdom of Satan. Even the spirit of Satan as we've studied. How is it here for in the room above it was just from there? Even those in each, how do they do? All torments they pass through.
No
having hope and the confusion is there. God bless you. Thank you for coming.